Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Evangelist Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you have tuned in today. We have an exciting topic for you today. But before we start, we're going to have a word of prayer to go before the throne of God. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning, Lord, in the most humblest way that we know how. Lord, we are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We are not moved by reason, but we only move by your spirit and your word. We know your voice, and we hear your voice, and we refuse to follow the stranger. Our seed is mighty upon the earth according to your word. Lord Jesus, I ask you to expand my territory, to fill me, and increase me in your Holy Spirit, and anoint me with power I ask you to lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. I bless you, praise you, worship you, and commit that all that I am to you, that you will be perfect and doing in my life. Well, first I want to say good morning to each and every person that have tuned in to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. And today we have a wonderful topic that God has given us. And our topic today is you must be spiritually focused. And I hope each person that come on today will have their Bibles, will have their pens and paper, because I do have scripture to back up what we are saying today. And if anyone would like to call, would like to call into the show, this is the number, area code 646-716-4389. Call a friend, call a coworker. Someone may be interested in this topic today. So today we're going to go on. And when you come on, if you would like to say anything concerning the topic, just press 1 on the dial of your keypad of your telephone, and I will just bring you right on in. But I am so glad for those that have come in that's on solid right now. I hope it's something that I say through the Holy Ghost that will help you along your way today on you must be spiritually focused. And today, you know, one of the reasons why the early Christian church experienced powerful breakthroughs is when they prayed. It's because they were united together in one accord and were focused on the calling and commission Christ had given them. He told them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The word of God said from Matthew 28:18-19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You know, as I was reading, the disciples continue with one accord. You'll find this in the word of God. They continue in prayer and supplication. You'll find that in Acts 1 and verse 14. And the word of God say, not me, but the word of God say, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. That means they was spiritually focused on what they were supposed to be doing. They was on one accord in one place. And the multitude of them that believers were of one heart and one mind, one soul. You can find that in Acts 4 and 32. That means you must be spiritually focused on what God have given you to do, what God have told you to do, what God is leading you with the unction of the Holy Spirit. You have to stay focused on that. Don't run around trying to do 4 or 5 things at the same time. When he have you on a task, be spiritually focused on what he have you on. And as I read further, after Peter and John was released from prison, beaten and commanded not to speak or preach in Jesus' name, they did not retreat or give up. That means they kept spiritually focused. No matter if they put them in prison, they beat them. They couldn't speak or preach there. But they kept spiritually focused on what God had said and not with man. You know, they prayed together in oneness. Did not ask God to stop the persecution, but prayed for boldness and strength to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we have to do today. We have to stay focused. We need to be spiritually focused. And as we went on, you know, when they finished praying, God answered their prayer because they stayed on one accord, on oneness, and they stayed focused on what they were supposed to do. And God answered their prayer. They were released out of prison by an angel. And they continued to preach the gospel. They stayed spiritually focused. We need to get in the presence of Almighty God and pray with one mind, and one accord until we receive the same holy boldness and the anointing. And, you know, I want to share with y'all today on keeping your focus, your spiritual focus. And as I went to the Word of God, for anyone that's just tuning in, the number to call in, as I gave earlier, is area code 646-716-4389. And if you decide you want to come in, just press 1 on your keypad, and I will bring you in. But this is such a wonderful lesson because we get distracted so quick, and we need to keep our eyes and everything spiritually focused on God, what he have given for us to do. And I have a caller on the air. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
Good morning. God bless you, Pastor Sadie. This is Pastor Variance.
How you doing this morning, Pastor Variance? So glad that you could come on this morning.
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed. Blessed. Thank God. Thank God. I know you saw what I was talking about today. Keeping your spiritual focus, and you must be spiritually focused. I combined the two things together. Jesus. And you know, go right ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, ma'am. I was just agreeing with what you were saying. We have to be focused.
Yes. And we can get distracted as Christians. We get distracted so quick. You know, even in church, you sit in there and listen to the man or woman of God, and you can tell how quick you can get distracted, not being focusing on the word. And you know, as I went to James 1 and 8 was saying, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man, is unstable in all his ways. And you know, as I dissected that scripture a little bit, they can't make up their mind what they want to do. Hey, man or woman, can't make up their mind. They on this minute, on that minute. They're not spiritually focused. God give them a task, but they over here trying to run what you doing in your ministry and can't run the ministry where they are. God have ordained for them to run the ministry, but they over here trying to run your ministry, and they's lacking. Double-minded man, unstable in all the way. They can't make up their mind. They waver back and forth in everything they do. And when they do that, nothing work out. And the first thing they want to power it up to, well, God, you told me. Well, God told you, that ain't what you're doing. You're doing opposite of what God done told you. You're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You try to, you know, do things, other words, your way instead of God's way. When you do things God's way, it's going to work out. But when you do things contrary to God, your way, it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
You got to be spiritually focused, because the men and women of God are getting distracted with the least little thing. Something on the TV, somebody bring them some gossip, some whatever. They get distracted. They take their focus off of God. If God have it, like Pastor Barron, I know God give you a ministry there where you're located.
Yes, ma'am.
That means you are focusing on breakthroughs. The anointing, what God have given you. What you look like coming way over here to Houston, telling me, we know you shouldn't, we should go do this here at the prison. We should go do this here for the homeless. You should go do this here. And here, you way over here in Houston, and he done give you a commission with a group of people right there in Florida where you located to do what you supposed to do. But you done left your ministry, done walked off of your ministry, and you done went clean across the country to run Minister Sadie Ministry. And the people trying to figure out where you at. Double-minded man. You are unstable in all your ways.
Praise God. My God.
Jesus.
You know, it would be a disservice to you, to the people that you're involved with, and it would be a disservice to the people that I'm involved with and to myself if I was to go and try to take over and do what you're doing. Instead of doing what I've been called to do, we all have something we were called to do. Everyone has been called to do something. We have not all been called to do the same thing, But we all have been called to do something. We all have an assignment. And I want to just put it in perspective. We all have many assignments.
Yes.
And when I say that, I mean you are assigned to be a wife.
Mm-hmm.
You're assigned to be a mother. You're assigned to be a sister. You're assigned to be a minister. You're assigned to there's so many different assignments.
Yes.
But we all have an assignment.
That's right.
Just like a ministry. We all have a ministry. Every person on the face of this earth has a ministry inside of you. There's something God has called you to do. Minister your gift, whatever that gift is, you are supposed to minister it to the body of Christ.
Yes.
That's what he gave it to you to do. He didn't give it to you just for you to have it. He gave it to you so that you can use it for his people. And if we would get out of, and I'm going to say this and give you back the broadcast, I'm going to say, one thing we don't get is when Jesus said to people, and I don't mean this in any derogatory kind of way, but we got to get this. When Jesus said, you do err not knowing the scripture,
mm-hmm.
and you do err not knowing God, he said, the only man that knows the Father is me.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one that knows the Son is the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you know me is because I reveal myself to you. The only way you know God is because God reveals himself to us
mm-hmm.
as his children. And we forget, my God, we forget that we need to really know him and know what he wants from us instead of us trying to figure it out, put it together, mix it and make a cake with it, and we don't even know the first thing about baking. You can't bake a cake if you don't know how to bake. It just doesn't make any sense. You can put some stuff together, but it won't make a cake.
There you go.
It won't make a cake. And so we take that spirit out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, put off the old man. But we take that spirit out of the world of competition, and we bring it into the body without realizing. If we knew the scripture, there's nowhere in here that says we're supposed to be in competition with each other.
That's right.
There's nowhere
That's
in
right.
here that says God is in competition with Jesus, and Jesus in competition with God, and the Holy Spirit is in competition with Jesus, and the angels, they're in competition with the Father. That's not of the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Competition comes from the devil. He was the one trying to compete with God. Well,
mm-hmm.
I can do it better. Well, I don't need you no more. I done learned everything I need to learn. I'm going to be you. I'm going to kick you out of your heaven, off your throne. I'm going to do your job, and you get out of here. We don't need you no more. We got what we need. That comes from him. And we bring that same spirit from the world into the body when Jesus said, you got to put off the old man.
That's right.
Put it away. Be done with him. Because that's not in the body. That's why you got people, like you illustrated. What am I doing coming from Miami, Florida, over there to Texas to take over what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Jezebel spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My God.
And, you know, as I went down further in the scripture on James 4 and 8, I'm still in James, for those who have their Bibles and a pen and pencil, y'all write these scriptures down because they're going to come in handy. May not be today, but they're going to be handy one day.
Yes,
and the word of God say, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Clean your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You know, as I was going through that, and I went back and read it again, here God is saying, draw closer to God. And God will draw close to you, keeping your focus now. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you hypocrites. You got to draw close to God all the way. Wash your hands, you sinners. Wash up everything that you're doing. Clean yourself up. Purify your heart. I was ministering that last night on that heart. Having that stony heart. You got to purify that heart. That heart got to be clean. You got to take all that junk out that heart. Things that you know you've been harboring for years, You got to release that stuff to be spiritually focused, because you can't be spiritually focused and have malice, jealousy, guilt, all this stuff up in your heart.
Medicine Sadie?
Yes, ma'am.
If you can illustrate this to the people, people have a misconception about washing and being washed in the Word. When we take a bath naturally,
mm-hmm.
we don't bathe just one day a week.
Mm-mm.
Because every day we pick up dirt, we pick up dust, we sweat. We,
mm-hmm.
I mean, every day I need to take a bath.
That's right.
Every day I need to brush my teeth. Every day, you know, cleaning and cleaning your house. I mean, it's not something that you do just one day a week. And,
mm-hmm.
okay, I bathe this week. I don't need to bathe again until next week. Or, you know, I cook a bath this week,
mm-hmm.
you know, bathe, because it's kind of, you know, I kind of get over vernacular, but I took a bath this
mm-hmm.
week, and I don't need to take a bath again until next week. You don't take a bath once a week. You take a bath every day.
That's
and
right.
even if you don't bathe three times a day, as long as you bathe one time a day,
mm-hmm.
you're clean for that day. You took your bath. You cleansed yourself for that day. But what we think is we get born again, we get saved, we get baptized, you know, we go to church, and everything that has ever happened to us and has ever been in us, and everything we've ever been through, oh, it's all done now, it's over with, we've been washed by the blood of the Lord. It's a continual washing, like you wash your clothes all the
time.
You don't wash them once and go, oh, okay, I'm finished. I don't got to wash these clothes no more. I'm just going to keep putting them on every day. They're not going to acquire no dirt. They ain't going to get dirty. No, we're going to just keep putting these same clothes on. We ain't going to never take them to the wash house again, because we already washed them one time. And that's how they get it wrong in the body, Minister Sadie. You have to continually wash yourself. That's what Paul was saying when he said, renew your mind with what? Wash yourself with the Word of God. Wash yourself.
The
same way you wash yourself when you bathe. Do it every day. And I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no. It's okay, baby. I wanted to hear what you had to say, because, see, we are all on this road together, baby. You
yes,
can
ma'am.
Say something that'll help me. And I might say something that'll help you. Every nugget that God give us is to help somebody else. That's why we got this topic, keeping your spiritual focus. Because by me being spiritual focused this morning, you're able to share something with me that's broadened my understanding. Because, see, I Minister said I ain't got it all. I'm steadily looking to others to come in. Hey, ooh, Jesus! We
know
have another caller to come on, huh? Go ahead.
God is, he wants us all to know, and I'm going to be real brief with this. None of us have it together. Even people who've been in ministry 60 years, 40 years, 50 years, none of us had it together, because if we had it together, we wouldn't need God.
If we had
it all together, we wouldn't need Jesus, the Holy Spirit, or God.
Mm-hmm.
We would just do it all on our own.
Yes. And you know, as I was going through the scriptures, I came across 1 Corinthians 10:21. And it was saying, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord. We're still talking about spiritual focus now. And the cup of the devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the tables of the devil. It tells you can't serve two masters. You cannot drink from the cup of the Lord and from the cup of the demons. You cannot eat at the Lord's table and at the tables of the demons. You got to keep spiritually focused. You got to know where your spiritual focus is supposed to be. You know you can't go before the Lord's table, no any kind of way. Just like, you know, when you come into the body of Christ, you coming in to be cleaned up. You're coming in asking God for repentance to clean up your sins of every deed that you know was wrong. But because you want to be spiritually focused, you better not that the enemy been just running all over you day in and day out. But it's time for you to say, wait a minute, I need to draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to me. I need to cleanse my hands, my mind. I need to be purified in my heart. So that means, you know, you can't drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. That means you either for me or you against me. Now, you can't straddle the fence. You can't be over here with Johnny and Billy over here. You got to be either with Jesus or none at all. And you wondering why the blessings is not coming. You wondering why you're not getting what God promised you, because you done lost your spiritual focus. You done let the world blind you. You need to take the blinders off of your eyes and let God come in. Because we got so many Christians are spiritually blind right now. And until they let God open up their eye, you say you're going to God, well, go to God. When something come to you, you know it ain't of God, dismiss it. Raise up the top of that trash can. Throw it in that trash can. Put the top down. Say, God, I'm keeping focus on you, because I got distraction coming from the left to the right, but my focus is on you. And I want breakthroughs, breakthroughs, breakthroughs. I want to I don't want my focus to be broken, but I want to have breakthroughs. And the only way I'm going to have a breakthrough in my life, I got to keep spiritually focused. Now, we have a caller came on the air, Evangelist Brian. Evangelist Brian, good morning. We're so happy that you was able to come on this morning. You have something you want to share with the audience?
Oh, yes. I was listening to what you were saying about spiritual focus. And we do have to have a spiritual focus on everything that we do in Christ, because when you don't really have a focus on Christ, you're lost. You're just out there lost. You don't have you don't know what direction to take. And if you hear what God said, that's almost like you said, he that have the ear, let him hear what the Spirit is. If you have a spiritual eye, spiritual hearing, you can hear exactly what God is telling you to do. And you keep focused up on everything that God started you out with. Never get your eyes off of what God started with you, but you keep focused. And that way you get a clear understanding about how you know where you're at with God and how you understand what God's done. Like I heard someone saying this while ago, a lot of people out there, they've been in ministry for a long time, but still they're still missing something from God. And we can all fall in there. We can all fall in areas because we think we know it all, but we don't know it all.
That's right.
We think we may know the understanding of God, but we don't understand God. We're missing something, because you look at the Word, but you don't exactly do what it exactly tells you to do. You can say it, but do you practice what you preach? Or do you just say things just to be saying it? Because you put the Word out there, but are you designed to do exactly what it tells you to do? And we're supposed to be first fruit, but we got to practice what we say we do. And the first thing God asks us to do is to obey His commandment. If we obey His commandment, we're just giving something out. So we're missing something in our lives. We ain't got it all. We done got something wrong somewhere, because if we really had it like it said happened, we would be in shape that we are. We all be all spiritual eyes, and we'll get a clear understanding. But this is why we got to always recognize that God got to be the first. He put Him first. You got to put Him out front, because you put Him out front, He's the one that you follow. You won't follow your senses. You won't follow your mind, but you'll follow Christ. You'll follow the spirit side of it. We have to have spiritual focus, otherwise we wouldn't know what direction to go. We would know what to do. We'll be helpless. But if you get your eyes off of what you're looking at, and get your eyes on what He tell you to do, or follow Him, if your ears are tuned, you'll hear. But if your ears are not tuned, you stop. You go through assumption or assuming, but you can't assume this thing. You got to get away, God. You got to know Him. Say you know Him and you don't follow Him, because there's something out. When you follow the real truth of God, there's no straddle of the fence or none of these things. You'll be truth. The Bible says we'll know the truth and truth shall make us free. Well, there's something about when we know it and we're in the truth. When you're in truth, you ought to follow the truth constantly. But it's somewhere. It's so easy to do wrong.
Yes.
It's so easy to do wrong.
Yes.
It's that's something about when we do wrong, we fall right in there. And it's hard to try to live, right? But if you really live it like you tell you, it won't be hard to live. And to live like
that's
the right
person.
Yeah, we're living in the standard of God. We're following the footsteps of God. We wouldn't be out of step, in step with God, because He said many are led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. We are led by the Spirit because we are led by the Spirit. The Spirit leads you. You don't lead the Spirit. The Spirit leads you. And there's all kinds of spirits out there. There's all kinds of spirits out there, but you got to know where you at with God. You got to know God for yourself.
Yeah,
if you know Him, you'll follow Him. But if you don't know Him for yourself, you won't follow Him. You get off track every time.
You're
off track because you're not following the voice of God. If you follow God, pay attention. Be not to the point that you get yourself wrapped up in a lot of other things instead of getting in where God wants you, because you can really lose a greater focus off of God. You go one way and you go another way. But if you stay where God called you at, God will open up things to your mind. He'll open up things to your spirit. Your spirit bear witness of what it's talking about. And if you bear the Spirit of God will open your eyes that you think that you ain't seen before. He'll open up your eyes that you'll see. That's why Paul made the statement and when he made that prayer over in the book of Ephesians, and Paul said he ceased not making mention of us in his prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding. And now, God's going to give us knowledge and understanding that your eyes be open. But if you're not getting to the spiritual side of God, your eyes cannot be open. You're still in dimness. You can't see it. And you have a struggle in your life. You have ups and downs. You're not where you should be. One minute you're up, the next minute you're down. You're struggling in your word. You're struggling in your prayer time. You're struggling in the things that you know you shouldn't have to struggle. And if you just focus up on God and stay in the area where God got you at, and He take you to a level, another level in Him, that you're growing more perfection of God. And you'll think that you come into the truth now. The truth is coming more clear to you now that you lost sight of God. But God bring you back into the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see everything that God begin to show you where you're stumbling at. And when He show you where you're stumbling at, that means He wants you to get back and focus on Me. If you focus on Me, I'll show you the way. But if you're not focused on Me, you'll go opposite. You go opposite every time. Why do you think so many ministry have fallen? They get wrapped and tied up in their ways. And the Bible says, in all our ways, acknowledge Him. He's direct. It's a direction. Direct the path of God. But if you're not in the direction where He cannot lead you, you're in your own way.
Yeah.
And ministry of falling, because that's what the devil wants you to do, to fall.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to you got to do one thing, and it's just destroy your ministry. If you got a good ministry out there, He's out there trying to destroy your ministry. He don't want you to go no further than what you are, but you have to struggle. But if you pay attention to God, get back on track, stay with God. Don't get off track. Stay where you can be focused on God. If you hear Him, you obey it. Don't run to Him.
Amen.
Don't listen to every wind and doctrine. Just stay where God got you at, and He will direct your path. You won't have to worry about people. You'll just focus
on
God.
Mm-hmm.
But people they're going to talk about you anyway, but you focus
that's
up on
right.
God. You
that's
focus
right.
God. He'll keep you focused, but that's
right.
something.
And, you know, as I was going through the scripture in Luke, those are just tuning in. I hope you have your Bible, your paper, and your pen. That way you can write these scriptures down, and you can go back yourself and go over them. The next one I have is Luke 16:13. And the word of God says, no servant can serve two masters, but either he will hate the one and love the other one, or else he will hold to one and despise the other one. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And as I went through that dissecting this here, no one can serve two masters. For you will hate one and love the other one, or be devoted to one and despise the other one. We still talking about keeping your spiritual focus. You cannot serve both God and money. And as I went through, I mean, I had some scriptures for this here, for this topic today, on Matthew 5:29. It was saying, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it up and cast it from thee. But it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell. We still talk about keeping your spiritual focus. And on that one, it's saying, if your eyes, even if it is your good eye, cause you to lust, guard it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. You're still talking about keeping your spiritual focus.
Jesus, Lord.
And you know, on Psalms 119 and 37, I was reading, the word of God said, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. You know, and as I read that, I said, turn my eyes from worthless things and give me light through your word.
Yeah.
That means for me to keep my spiritual focus, I have to take my mind off of these worthless things and give my life through the word of God. That's what God is saying. He wants us to keep our eyes on him. Not with Sister Sue doing, Brother John. We done took our eyes focused. He sent us to do a task. We might, when we're supposed to go, I'm just using an example, feed a family.
Yes.
That's where our focus, he sent us to. But before we do that, we're going to call 10 people and ask them, should I go feed this family? Should Brother so-and-so got some, Sister so-and-so, they got more than me. You took your eyes off of God. You took your eyes off the focus God put you on.
Yes.
He didn't ask you to dissect it and resect it. He told you, get up and go do that. When you told God, each and every person that listened to me today or tonight, when you told God, yes, I'll go.
Come on.
You didn't know where you was going to go. You didn't know what direction you were going to go in. But when you said yes to God and no to me, that means you're supposed to go where God sent you. Do what God tell you to do.
Yes.
No matter what man or one man say, you can't do it. The word say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you got to stay spiritually focused.
Yeah.
And as I read a little further in Proverbs 4:25, it said, let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelid look straight before thee. And here it was saying, look straight ahead. And fix your eye on what lies before you, not what's behind you. That's past and gone. You're looking ahead. The same way when you're driving, even when you go take your driving test, they're telling you, look ahead, look to the left, to the right.
Yeah.
Depending up, you have it a corner. Look in your rearview mirror. Look in your side mirror. There's something coming from the back. But your focus is supposed to be at the front. That means your focus is supposed to be on God. It ain't supposed to be all turned around, bum-bogged, you know, and just called glamour. We got to keep our focus on God because we can be distracted.
Yes.
Children will distract you. Husbands, if you got them. Wives, if you got them, can be distracted.
Yes.
And even in the church, if you notice when you go to church, let a baby cry. 10 people are turning around from hearing what the man or the woman God is saying. You done heard a baby cry before.
Mm-hmm.
You done seen somebody get up and they start with that little Baptist tip putting their finger up. That just make yourself more noticeable walking out. If you got to be you just ease out gracefully in between the section. Not when the people talking. But see, how many people, when the door opened, everybody head swing to the back? You done took your spiritual focus gone for what's being said. You just in that split second missed the nugget God had you to bring you out of trial that you could have had a testimony. So we got to keep spiritual focus. And as I had another scripture, I had a bunch of scriptures, you all. Isaiah 33:15. It says, he that walketh righteously and speak upright, he that despised the gain of oppression, that shake his hands from holding of the bribes, that stop his ears from hearing of blood, and shedding his eyes from seeing evil. You know, I read that verse 15, then I went to verse 16, and it says, the one who can live here are those who are honest and fair, who reject making a profit by fraud, who stray far away from bribery, who refuse to listen to those who plot murder, who shut their eyes to all enticement to do wrong. Now, these are all things that take your focus off of God. These are the ones who will dwell on high. The rocks of the mountain will be their fortress of safety. Food will be supplied to them, and they will have water in abundance. I mean, God is your provider.
Yes.
Don't worry about where you going. When you said yes to God, say, God, I'm a girl. Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do today, Lord?
Yes.
My focus on you. When I prayed this morning, when we got off the prayer line, we was praying on the prayer line, breakthroughs coming through on the prayer line.
Yes.
But we're keeping our spiritual focus. The prayer line is mainly for praying, keeping others lifted up in prayer. If you got something you need to bring before the prayer line, we're going to pray for your sickness, with anything, problems in your home, we're going to pray for you. Because we are spiritual minded. We're on one accord. We come to the line on one accord. To lift God up, not ourselves. And I'll just inject for a few minutes on that for anybody that's listening that would like to be connected to a God prayer line. This is the number that you can call in, 712-432-0850. This is God's prayer line, 712-432-0850. And the Essex code is 669-042. I mean, we have breakthroughs and breakthroughs. People are coming on with testimony after testimony to show you what prayer can do, keeping their focus on God. That's when you're keeping your focus. And, you know, I just want to say to those that's listening in just today, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Set your affection on things above and not things on the earth. But set your mind on the things above and not on the things that are on earth.
Yes, Jesus.
Set your mind on things above, but not on things on the earth. That's distraction right there. When you set your mind on things above, you're going to stay focused, spiritually focused. But when you go to thinking about all this earthly stuff, that's going to dissolve one day. You can't take that with you. Have you ever seen a U-Haul on the way to the cemetery behind a hearse? Ain't nothing going in that ground but you, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So while you up here, keep a spiritual focus on what God is saying. Let heaven fill your thought. Do not think only about things down here on earth. Shall he give us things to enjoy while we here? But you can get so distracted on, this my home. That's my car.
Come on.
That's my church. That's God's church.
Come on.
This is my ministry. That's God's ministry.
Yes.
This is my people. They're God's people.
Come on now.
This is my job. That's God's job. He give you that job for a seat. This is my money. That's God's money. I'm just breaking it down how you can be spiritually not focused. Because right now, if anybody, this is a time we need to be focused. We see the signs of the time in the Word of God.
Yes.
And if you are not spiritual minded, keeping your focus on God, so many people are going to be lost.
Yes.
We got to let all these distractions go. Even I think about sometime when I'm at home, I'll be sewing, I'm cooking, I'm doing it. I say, wait a minute. I have to spend time, put my priority, spend time with God, so many hours. Spend time on cleaning. Spend time on what you're going to do for cooking. Spend time, you're going to run around. You're going to go to the prison. You're going to go to the nursing home. Or you're going to go help somebody out today. Or you're going to go do this. Or you're going to go help a woman and a child in need. But I have to stay spiritually focused. So what I say, God, when he wake me up and I know I'm in the land of the living, I done prayed, I done went to the bathroom and everything. God, what do you have for me to do today? Not what say the agenda is. What is the agenda that you're going to put me on today, Lord? And listen for what he's saying.
Mm.
Once he tell you, then you know. Don't just leave home all blinded. You get in your car, and once you get in your car, you don't know if you're supposed to go left, right, straight ahead, or back, come back home. Mm-hmm. You all discombobulated. You need to stay spiritually full. When you get up in the morning, that should be your prayer. God, I said yes to you. Where should I go today? What should I do today? Let me be by your business. You're going to give me time to do what I need to do, but your plan come first. If I needed to minister to somebody, send me where I'm supposed to go. Or if they're going to call me or whatever, come by, let me be prepared. Let me have the word or the answer or whatever it is that you want me to do for that person today, Lord. Let me be spiritually focused where if the call come through and somebody knock at the door, even a bill collector, you can be spiritually focused on that. Because God will tell you what to say, what not to say. And if it ain't for you to talk to that person that day, he won't have you to talk to that person that day. If he say be quiet, he mean be quiet. If he say pick up your Bible and read thus and so, I got a message, your healing. I'm telling you, for those who may be listening in today that need a healing, pick up the word of God. God will direct you. Mm-hmm. When you read, your answer is in the word.
Yeah.
No matter what situation you're going through, that's keeping spiritually focused.
Yeah.
When I go back to James and 4, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. We have to put our pride in order. You know, we have to set one's mind on, to set one's thoughts on, to have one mind controlled by God. It means to set and focus one's mind constantly upon heavenly things, not upon earthly things. Because you see these things decaying every day. Floods coming in, sun burning up stuff, things happening in the sea, all being dispelled. But if we take our focus off of God, we're going to be blowed up. We're going to be blowed up. We can't be double-minded and unstable in all our ways. We have to have a made-up mind that we're going to follow Christ. We can't waver back and forth in everything that we do. Amen. We got to say, for God I live, for God I die.
Amen.
And we got to stand on that principle. Don't let nobody come and waver and shake your foot. If God told you it was sweet peas, and somebody else came and said, that's corn, you know God done told you, and you see that's a sweet peas before you. Why are you going to pick up your cross, drop it, leave it, and go over there because he said it was corn, and you see it's peas? You seen you being blessed here. You seen God is working in your behalf right here. So why can't you keep your focus? Why you got your focus on 4 or 5 other different things that he ain't even put you on, that you shouldn't even be concerned about?
Amen.
I can't run stuff in Illinois with Evangelist Brian unless and God give me the unction of the Holy Ghost. I can't go up there and run his ministry. I can't come to Houston and run bishop ministry. I can't go to Houston and run Prophetess St. Mary vision God didn't give her. He gave her the vision of the conference, catch on fire. So now, why I'm going to take her conference and try to do with it? He done already ordained to her what to do with it. She keeping her focus on it. I'm taking her focus on by calling the girl, you should do that. Girl, you shouldn't do that. Oh, girl, you know, this is what I feel. It ain't about what you feel. It's about what God give her.
Yeah.
And once we start making up our mind to stop being wavered, going back and forth and do what God said do, we can keep our spiritual focus.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I just thank God for this topic today. And as I went to Titus 3:8, it said, this is a faithful saying. And these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works.
Amen.
These things are good and profitable unto men. And these some things that I jotted down, it say, to think upon doing what is good are doing good work, to consider good work, to give careful attention to good work, to focus upon good work. You mean you keeping your focus on what God done told you to do. When he give you a task, no, you don't know all the time. When he say, get up and go do thus and so, the first thing we say, well, God, how am I going to do that? I don't know. Just get up. And as you go, he going to direct you every step. I know just on last month I had a function. And God started leading me and directing me. That was keeping my focus. My focus was on what he had given me the task to do. He let me know some of the things that the other people were supposed to do. They wanted to backfire. It wasn't going to be the way they wanted it to be. God, he was going to work in this thing. So I had to go by every instruction he gave me. I did it. And when it come down the bar, I followed God's instruction that made the event a success. But the other people wanted it to be a downfall, but I kept my focus. I stopped doing what I was doing and started doing when he said, stop, go do this. Stop, go do it. I got right on by. I didn't ask no question. I didn't dialogue with him. I didn't say I need to go on the fast for this. I need to do this. Yes, sir. Let me get up right now. When the Holy Ghost spoke to me, I start moving. Okay, God, you show me how to handle this here. That was keeping my spiritual focus. But if I would have just threw up my hand, threw in the towel, took my mind off of what God had ordained for me to do, it would not have worked out.
Amen.
And
you know, the idea is that the very thought of a person's mind ought to be centered and a focus upon doing good work. Good works are to be the very concentration and primary purpose of a person's life.
Amen.
And you know, we have 8 minutes left. I'm going to let y'all say something else. And I have two guests. If y'all would like to come on and say something, just push number one on your keypad, because we would like to hear from you all, because God may have given y'all something that we didn't touch on today, because we are in this together. We are better together. And I have Bishop Barnett have just tuned in. Let me tune in to the bishop. Good morning, Bishop. Good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach.
I've just been listening and enjoying the saints as they are shared with us concerning focusing ourselves as spiritual persons. I just want to add that we need to, one, focus our minds on things above.
Yes.
And not on earthly things, as you always said before. Two, we need to focus on Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else but place your focus on Jesus. Thirdly, we need to focus on hearing and knowing the voice of God speaking to us.
Amen.
We need to know, because if he speaks to us and we know that he speaks to us, that gives us confidence.
Yes.
We need to focus on being in one accord. I think the word of God says, follow peace with all men.
That's right.
Follow peace with all men and strive for holiness.
Yes.
Strive for holiness. Walk upright, Psalms 84:11. No good thing will God withhold from you if you walk upright.
Yes.
Yes.
Focus being spiritual minded and focus on the word of God. I'm going to let you go so someone else can come in right now.
Amen. Amen. Did someone else would like to say something? We have another guest on. I think they just want to listen. But as Bishop was saying, go ahead, baby.
I think one thing that we forget in our distractions is the main distraction. Sometimes we think that the enemy is taking things away from us. Or sometimes when, you know, we even when we go, okay, God took this away, we don't understand why he took it away. And it may be, you know, this might hurt some people, but, you know, it may be a husband. It may be a wife.
It may be a son. It may be a daughter. Jesus said, if we love anybody more than we love him, we're not worthy of him. If our focus is not him, 100%. You know, God said, you know, we need to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, body. So with everything we got in us, he's a jealous God. So if our focus is not centered on him and it's centered on my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, what do you think are going to happen to those people? I mean, what do you really think? He said he's a jealous God. See, we forget that when Paul was saying, look, I would rather you be like me and not have anybody. Why? Because if you have a husband or if you have a wife, what's the wife? The wife is worried about the husband. The husband worried about the wife. Well, you spend too much time praying for people. You spend too much. You will be distracted from what God is really telling you to do because your husband said you need to do this. Or your wife said you need to do that. Or your children said, look, you don't have enough time. And I'm not saying that you don't make time for all of those things, but what I am saying is that's why Paul was saying, I would rather that you don't marry nobody and you don't meet the kids and you don't, because your focus will not be specifically on your assignment. Because you got too many things that pull and tug at you other than God.
Yes. And you know, as I was going, I was listening to Bishop Barnett, and I was, you know, thinking of some things I was going to say when he came on with that, and I'm so happy he did. You know, seven main things I had, what we should focus on is we would see Jesus, and you can find that in John 12 and 21. And that hearing and knowing the voice of God, which is so important,
Amen.
Being on one accord together, we better together.
Yeah.
Walking upright, you can find that in Psalms 84 and 11. Being spiritual minded, keeping your focus. The word of God and to focus upon God's work. You know, this has been an exciting topic today, I thank God. Because when you just think about keeping your spiritual focus, being on one accord, like they were in the word of God. A oneness, a togetherness, being in one mind, on one accord, praying. That's why I give the prayer line out, because it's people that's listening in, don't know which way to turn today. And you have a way out. Your way out is strictly to Jesus. It's not to the people next door. It's not to the cigarettes. It's not to the alcohol. It's not to the drug. But your way to is Jesus, by keeping spiritually focused, because you get distracted. You leave home headed to church, but someone distracts you. Well, come here, man. Come here, girl. You ain't got to go that day. They ain't that. Come here. You know, keep your spiritual focus on God, because in the end, he's the only truly one can set you free, can do everything. When everybody else have walked off and left you, God is still right there with outstretched arms to you.
Amen.
And he wants you to set his mind on things above, which is heaven. He give you all the worldly stuff down here. But when that day come, what you going to have to show for it? Is your soul saved? Do you have salvation? Is the Holy Ghost rolling in your life? Or are you still running behind worldly possession that you can't take with you? You came here with nothing, and you're going to leave with nothing.
That's a promise.
Praise God.
So we as men and women of God going to have to just really thank God. Thank you for keeping our spiritual focus today on him and the task he have given us. That's not only for ministers, evangelists, prophets, evangelists, apostles, elders, but that's for everybody that's in the body of Christ, because we are so distracted. We can get distracted so quick. When you're on the line praying, if you got another phone, you got to cut it off because it'll start ringing. If you're praying, somebody going to knock at the door. Let them knock. You in your secret closet with God.
Yes.
So we got, that's what I'm saying, the enemy come in like a mighty rushing wind. He's going to come in like, you know, trying to distract you from everything. But when we on God's program and working for God, we got to stay focused, you all. I want to thank you all. Do anybody else have something they would like to say before we go off the air today? Because I have really enjoyed this broadcast today on keeping your spiritual focus, and you must be spiritually focused. And I thank my guest that came on today to share. And if anybody else would like to say something, I'd like to close us off with a prayer. Feel free, because this is God's line. I'm just an instrument, a vessel being used by God. I thank God for the opportunity to come on and share the word of God with all those that come in and listen, because I know it's only God. It's not. I wasn't that good and grand. It was his. It was faith and favor. Faith and favor. Faith and favor. So y'all want to say something else before we depart for the day?
I would like to say this.
Oh, go ahead. Yes. Go ahead, brother. I'll let you go first.
You go ahead. Ladies first.
Okay. Well, God bless you. I just wanted to say, and I'm going to be real quick. I just wanted to say, just be careful where you have your focus. Today, Minister Sadie is talking about spiritual focus, and that focus is on Jesus and on heaven and on God and the Holy Spirit and kingdom business. That's what a focus is supposed to be. But just be careful, because, you know, people don't like to hear that stuff we're talking about today. And we don't like to know that, oh, my focus is in my husband. Oh, my focus is in my wife. Oh, my focus is in my church. Because we don't ever want to know that we're not doing the right thing. Everything we do, we always want to think it's right. But the Bible says there is a way that seems right unto man. There is a way that seems right, but it's not right. And lean not to your own understanding, because in our own understanding, we're in error. If we're living by God's way and acknowledging him to get what he wants from us, then we'll be in an upright position. But in our own understanding, we're in error. So please just be careful, everybody. Please, even if you don't understand what I'm saying, even if you think what I'm saying is wrong, just do some inventory on where your focus really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead, Evangelist Brian.
I just want to say that everybody that's listening today, even ourselves today, we're responsible what we hear, and God holds us all accountable for what you inherit. Because that's the day of judgment comes, we'll have to give account for every idle word, every word that comes out of God. So God is letting us know. What you hear today, you're responsible for what you inherit today, and so that's why you made it. So this is the day of salvation given to all the people, or all whosoever that come to God. They are responsible for their salvation. How they keep the salvation? He said, "The day you hear my voice, heart not your heart." So this isn't any heart your heart. But this word that we got to keep it. And that's what we're going to live by is the word. That's what we're going to be judged by is the word of God.
Yeah.
That's everybody. It's not an open response for them. Those that don't know God, those that are rejecting God, they're responsible. We're responsible for his death. And you're responsible for his death. But when you reject God, it's time to come to God now before it's too late, because time is running out on the world. That's why we speak the word about the word. Everywhere. The word has been preached, TVs, CDs, and everywhere. There's no excuse, nobody not coming. So this the day that person hears that. So we just thank God for this program that is on today, that people harden their hearts and just listen to the voice of God. That's all. That's what I was saying.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to thank each and every person for coming again and sure to making this program what it was today, because I couldn't have did it by myself. We are together. We are better together to come about doing God's work and keeping our focus as men and women of God of the gospel. We have to keep our focus. That way, when we come to any other people today or in our walk of life, we can tell them how to trust in God. They'll see us trusting in God, how to live, how to keep your focus on what's important, which is the word of God. And I want to thank you all again. And in Jesus' name, I want y'all to have a wonderful and a prosperous day and a blessed weekend. And until next week, we hope to have another exciting topic from the Word of God. And just tune in for Joy and Peace Outreach and hope you can check the archives. In case you wasn't able to get on this morning to share something, just email me at Joy and Peace Outreach through Blog Talk. I'd be more than happy to get anything y'all want to share with me to help me along this journey, because we are better together than we are apart. So y'all have a wonderful and a blessed day, and thank you all once again for coming on sharing, keeping your spiritual focus with Joy and Peace Outreach. Y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.